Trump campaign, we raised more money in 3 days than several Democrats did an entire quarter. By Hannah Blow on October 4, 2019. President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parscale, said the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee, RNC, raised more in the 36 hours following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA announcement of an impeachment inquiry than several Democrat candidates reported in the entire third quarter. The Trump campaign and RNC took in $13 million in the 3 days following the announcement of the partisan-driven impeachment inquiry. That is significantly more than most of the Democrat presidential candidates are able to raise in a whole quarter, Parscale noted in an op-ed. The entities raised a combined $5 million in the 24 hours following Pelosi's announcement. While Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, reported a beefy $25.3 million in the third quarter, Senator Elizabeth Warren raised $24.6 million, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, reported $19.1 million. Several candidates saw numbers relatively the same, or lower, than the Trump campaign and RNC's three-day spike. Joe Biden, $15.2 million. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, $11.6 million. Andrew Yang, D, $10 million. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, $6 million. Marianne Williamson, D, $3 million. Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, $2.1 million. The sudden flood of donations to President Trump's re-election effort provides undeniable evidence that this impeachment gambit represents a massive miscalculation. Parscale noted, arguing that the impeachment effort is already coming apart at the seams. Parscale said Democrats are using the impeachment effort as a mass distraction, albeit one that is backfiring. He predicts it could pose an issue for vulnerable Democrats in swing districts and result in serious losses for Democrats, who desperately want to maintain a majority in the House. He wrote, "If this week's GOP fundraising haul is any indication, Pelosi didn't just drive another nail into the coffin awaiting the Democrats' nominee next year. She may also be looking at serious losses in the swing House districts that handed her the Speaker's gavel in 2018. The moderate Democrats in those seats are already being put on the spot by the impeachment push. Their Republican challengers are poised to hold them accountable back in their home districts, hoping to ensure that those freshman legislators find themselves out of office next year. The true toll of the Democrats' decision to proceed with this Ukraine farce, of course, is the damage it is already inflicting on our government institutions. The American people won't look kindly on their politicization of a process that exists as a last resort in a genuine crisis, which this clearly is not." The Trump campaign and RNC broke records this week, announcing a staggering $125 million raised in the third quarter.